Welcome to Your Weather on the Coin Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires. From getting to work and school, to getting outside and away from it all, weather impacts everything we do.
And a look at some stats over the summer season.
From Portland's most accurate forecast team.
A stretch of time where we're dry is kind of interesting.
With meteorologist Kelly Bayer.
Models weren't pointing to much significant rain.
And Joseph Dames.
Yeah, it's been a real spring roller coaster the last.
This is Your Weather.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Monday, August 30th, the last Monday of the month. I'm meteorologist Kelly Bayern, and we've got our weekend meteorologist Joseph Dames on the other line. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, good morning, Kelly. We just came off our last weekend of August as well. It was a nice one.
It was a hot one. We saw the upper 80s both Saturday and Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And Salem hit 90 on Sunday. So it was, again, kind of sneaky warm. It was above average, 5, 6, 7 degrees. And it was nice. Now, we didn't spend like the whole day in the upper 80s. It was just like a couple hours. You know, if you hit 90, it was maybe for like, you know, an hour. But it was still really nice for, you know, the end of August.
Yeah, it was a beautiful weekend. I think I've got a lot of friends who are trying to will in the turn of the seasons in these cooler temperatures. Yeah. And I'm like, you know, September can throw us some surprises. So I wouldn't, say goodbye to some hot days. And we actually have some of those hot days in our 7-day forecast. So a lot to talk about here. But before we do, we got to get to the icebreaker question, Joseph. This one is pretty straightforward. I'm curious about your favorite holiday. If you could choose one, what do you go to?
Oh, I've always been really tied to Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. It was always just a good time growing up. My mom would always cook, all the side dish. It's just the meal in general I really like, you know, just mixing everything kind of together. I'm a guy who likes a lot of different sides, and I'll eat them all at once. And it's just something about the meal I really appreciate. So I would go with Thanksgiving. That's my holiday. Yeah. What about on your side?
Well, let's see. I would probably go with Christmas. I think getting presents is exciting. So yes, I'm also a present giver too. I think that's also equally as exciting when you kind of get something that you know someone likes or you hope that they like, and you're being thoughtful and mindful of some of their hints earlier in the year. So that is, again, something that we have to look forward to now that we are kind of transitioning into September. I think that's always the time of the year that my brain starts to switch to cooler temperatures, a little more rain, and some of the best holidays.
No doubt. Yeah, great holidays. Christmas is like the complete package. You know, you get music, you get snowfall, you get, you know, time with family and friends, maybe some time off from work. I mean, off from school. It's just like the complete package, that holiday there.
It is.
A lot of ties to a lot of things.
Yeah, it's a great time. Well, before we get started with our podcast and our forecast, Your Weather is proud to partner with Keep Oregon Green. And wildfire season is here, which means we all need to do our part to prevent wildfires.
Cars, ATVs, and other motorized equipment are a leading cause of wildfires. So follow these safety tips. Check to see if equipment use is restricted in your area. Use gas-powered equipment early in the day. Use a weed trimmer with a plastic line. Operate ATVs on established roads and trails and park on developed surfaces. And make sure your ATVs and equipment have spark arrestors.
You can learn more about preventing wildfires at keeporegongreen.org. So we are still seeing some smoke and haze. You know, our wildfire season is in full swing. We have a number of complexes in the Cascades and also Northern California not getting a break. I believe the Caldor Fire is one of the largest in California, and that's across the south portions of Lake Tahoe, which is where there are a lot of homes, and that's where ski resorts are that see snow in the wintertime. So it is very concerning to see us in the middle of fire season. Things are not dying down, even though the Bootleg Fire, which we saw earlier in June and July, has been fully put out. But there's still a lot going on here across the state.
Yes, very much so. Still in wildfire season. That fire near Lake Tahoe, I mean, that's really scary. Saw some updates overnight as that's like creeping close, and that's a major destination, as you mentioned. So still wildfire season going on. I was looking at the satellite this morning, a whole shield of wildfire smoke out there, east of the Cascades, central eastern Oregon. Even busy today, and there's a red flag warning for areas of, you know, the lower Columbia Basin through areas of the Gorge, Eastern Gorge. So yeah, still very busy.
Still dry. That's a big part of it too.
Yes, yes.
But we are seeing cooler conditions setting up for a good portion of the state. That includes Portland. So we were in the upper 80s over the weekend, but now as we begin this new work week, we're starting with a cooler trend. It's kind of nice to see. So actually dropping temperatures by about 10 to 15 degrees on this Monday compared to Sunday, we'll likely see highs in the low 70s.
Yeah. Just dropping down, trough coming in, and you could just feel it, you know, that onshore flow settles in. So, yeah, after hitting 87 on Sunday, I think lower 70s today is going to feel a little bit like fall. At least I was kind of talking about it. It's like, you know, lower 70s is late September, early October weather.
It is,
and,
yeah.
And that's what we're feeling today and probably tomorrow as well. It seems like that trough takes maybe a day or two to actually slide through the Pacific Northwest.
And it's not going to bring much rain either. More cloud coverage for the coast and a drizzle squeezed out there and maybe up and over the coast range and possibly creeping into the west sides of Portland or maybe closer to Vancouver and just the southwest portions of Washington, but really not much measurable rain. I think if we do see any sprinkles around the Portland metro area, they'll be very short-lived. They won't measure anything, and consider yourself lucky. I would go buy a lotto ticket.
Yeah. So I think we're at about 0.05 of an inch.
Yeah,
so
around there.
Yeah. We've had a couple opportunities for rain, but it just, if we did squeeze anything out, that's always the phrase I go with. It's just a couple drops and it's, you know, maybe a trace or a 1/100th of an inch or something, you know, minimal, scant amounts. It just really hasn't been much, but at least we're seeing, you know, more opportunities for rain, because there's been moments this summer where we haven't even come close to having a chance for rain.
Yeah. What was our dry streak? We hit, I believe it was in the 50s, so like 52 or so.
I think so.
Days
I think
of
so.
Straight dry weather.
How quick I want to forget about it, you know? Yeah. It's like, wow, we were really close, because I know 55 was kind of that threshold for hitting that, you know, top five record, I think, and I think we fell shy of that.
Yeah.
So I think it's about 52.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And last week in my weather trivia question, I shared on CoinAm Extra on Tuesdays at 8:30. You can tune in for that. But I questioned, I tested Jenny and Emily on the last day that we tend to see 90 degrees.
Ooh, okay. Okay. I would guess it's sometime around now, late August, early September.
Yeah,
you're
spot on.
Let's go September 1st. Let's go September 1st.
You're a little off. It's September 10th. So,
yeah.
You know,
first
few weeks of September, but early September. So we tend to stray away from the 90s on average. That tends to be our last 90-degree day. Of course, we have seen 90-degree days even into October. I think that's one of the latest. Hmm. I forget the day exactly. But we're cooling things down, and average highs, again, drop to the low 70s by the end of September.
Do you think that we will see another 90-degree day here in Portland?
Ooh, you know, just going off of our summer so far, yes, I do. I think it's possible. I don't know if we will hit it, but I think it's certainly possible.
Well, we're going to warm up later this week, so we already have the opportunity maybe later this week.
That's
but
true.
I still don't. I'm not sure. It's really hard to say. You know, Kelly and I can kind of cheat on this because we could see extended weather models and we have an idea of maybe there's some warmer days coming. And, oh man, I think it's going to be tough. But knowing how summer has been this year and previous years, I wouldn't be surprised if we get close to 90 or hit 90 sometime in early September.
Yeah, I agree. We've seen some dry Septembers and just some soggy, cooler Septembers too. So it's usually a wild card. But going off of this year, I haven't quite looked at extended or seasonal forecasts, but yeah, I think we can't rule anything out here in September. But in terms of this week, Wednesday starts to warm a little. We nudge out this low pressure trough and we bring in just a quick ridge of high pressure. So Wednesday, I have the upper 70s, mostly sunny, maybe a little bit of haze too. And then Thursday and Friday and Saturday, we're warming back up in the mid 80s.
Yeah, really nice forecast to kind of wrap up the week. I think all week is going to be nice. A little bit of everything, lower 70s, mid 70s, upper 70s. Wednesday is that transition day where that trough is on the way out, ridge is moving on in. So Wednesday is like the day. It's like 77 with sunshine, I think. I think Wednesday is going to be a really nice day. I'll take the lower 80s as well. So I'm just really trying to appreciate, Kelly, the last like warm sunny days we can get here. You know, if I'll take 85 and run with it this week. I'm trying to really appreciate those last summer days.
Yeah, the summer season is beautiful. We definitely had a tough summer season with all of the heat and of the smoke around the state, not quite in Portland, but I think 80 degree days in August are slightly different just because the duration of hours that is hot is very brief. And it's just a beautiful day when we do get the mid 80s. It's not hot for too long, but you still get a little taste of the heat. So, yeah, the much of this week, really any day, looks pretty good to get outside. Of course, it's going to be hotter by Thursday. Even through Saturday, we're still in the 80s. So plan accordingly, but we're staying mainly dry. And then into Sunday, we start to cool. And I believe into Monday as well. So it's just still a nice period here in August and September.
Some cool mornings coming too. I mean, as we're recording this, I have like a sweatshirt on. I'm like, it was pretty cool. I'm not sure what the temperature was early this morning, maybe lower 50s.
Yeah, it got to about 51, I believe, in Portland. Yeah. So that is noticeably cooler. I'm now commuting into work from Hillsboro, and I stepped outside this morning, you know, at 3 a.m. It's you know, earlier than the normal person gets up, but yeah. I should have brought a sweatshirt. It was very chilly on my little cruise to my car. So it's about that time. When we see,
did you turn on the heat?
I did, and the car seats. Yeah. Like I needed it this morning.
Oh, I love the car seat warmers. Yeah. If you got them, they're so great. I'll never get another car without a car seat warmer.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I mean, a few colder mornings when you see the upper 40s, low 50s. That's light jacket weather. That is car seat heater, and maybe turning on your car heat as well. So, yeah. In general, pretty nice week. Anything else you want to add, Joseph?
No, I think that's about it. We'll have updates coming up on our website. We'll have another podcast coming out later in the week talking about the weekend. And I do want to, yes, I have one last thing. Tomorrow, or September 1st, Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
Meteorological fall.
Oh, yeah. The start of the new season when you look at it from a meteorological standpoint, not the astronomical standpoint.
Yeah.
That's
like
when
the 21st.
Yeah, somewhere 22nd. Around the 20th or so. It's usually around there. The fall equinox, right? So that's when we have equal parts of daylight and nighttime or darkness. So that's coming up end of September. But we kick off in the weather world the start of spring season, or sorry, fall season.
Fall, yeah.
On September 1st. So exciting, exciting stuff.
It is.
Awesome. Well, as always, we want to thank our partners at Keep Oregon Green. We've been talking about wildfires and wildfire season. We all need to do our part. To find out more, head to keeporegongreen.org. And we'll catch you next week.
Thank you for listening to Your Weather on the COIN Podcast Network. This podcast is brought to you in partnership with Keep Oregon Green. Prevent wildfires.